Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 26th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation, chapters 4 to 6. The Lion of Judah became the sacrificial lamb for us. We read in Revelation chapter 5, verses 4 to 7 like this. The words of Apostle John. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll, or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. In the above passage, we see the consummation of God's twofold purpose in history: to reclaim his kingdom and to redeem his people. This twofold victory over Satan was first predicted in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15 and then covenanted to Abraham in the promise of a land and a seed. What we can visualize through the pages of this last prophetical book is how God will finally fulfill his ultimate purpose that he has planned before time began. When Apostle John wept much, as it appeared that no one was found worthy to open the scroll containing God's revelation, one of the elders confronted John with the glad news that Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, was qualified to open the scroll, break the seals, and thus release the judgments. In Revelation, our Lord Jesus Christ is presented both as a sacrificial lamb for the world and the Lion of Judah. At his first coming, he was a lamb for the ultimate sacrifice and became our Savior. At his second coming, he will be the Lion, our ruler and judge. Christ has the right to judge, possess and rule the earth because of his submission to the death of the cross. Apostle John further saw God the Father on the throne and the Lamb coming and taking the scroll out of his right hand, symbolizing a transfer of authority from the Father to the Son to reveal the future and to execute judgment. This transfer precipitated an outpouring of praise for the Lamb because it signaled that Christ would begin judging in response to the prayers of the believers throughout history. As Lamb, Jesus offers salvation to everyone who believe in him. As Lion, one day he will judge all those who reject him. Let us understand that Jesus Christ, who had ultimate power and authority, became the sacrificial lamb for the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Let us sincerely thank him today for paying the ultimate price of our redemption. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 18 and 19 like this. Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot.